Headlines. In local news, a giant invasive oyster species is invading Australian waters. First discovered in Bribery Island's canal system in 2023, the Chinese river oyster has been reported for its abnormal size, growing up to 24 centimetres in size. While the oysters are considered a biohazard, there are penalties if the species are consumed or used for bait, with Biosecurity Queensland calling for fishers to inspect their vessel equipment before moving location. Principal Officer of Marine Biosecurity, Anita Wilson, has said the oyster could carry disease and threaten the local shellfish species. They compete with our native species for habitat, and they can also foul infrastructure, which leads to increases in costs, she said.
Reef traditional owners are leading a big change in managing the Great Barrier Reef through Reef TO, a grassroots group formed in 2024. Reef TO promotes genuine partnerships for co-governance and decision-making and is working to create a Sea Country Alliance. This alliance will unite reef traditional owners to manage policy, investment, and protection efforts collectively while respecting local governance. Reef TO also focuses on fostering youth leadership to connect future leaders with today's. In terms of succession, there's a big gap between our young people and today's leaders, said Dwayne Fraser, co-chair of the Reef TO Task Force.
In national news, the ANZ Bank is slashing 3,500 jobs over the next year as a part of sweeping cost-cutting plans. The Big Four bank on Tuesday said the affected employees would leave by September next year, and on top of this, it would also reduce in use of consultants and third parties, affecting a further 1,000 jobs. ANZ has been going through a period of change since new chief officer Nuna Matos took the reins. As we continue our review, we are eliminating duplication and stopping work that doesn't support our priorities and sharpening our focus on improving our non-financial risk management practices across the bank, the new chief officer stated. ANZ has around 43,000 staff members around the world. However, these cuts are said to mainly affect Australia.
Rosa Muller-Norman, a 73-year-old from Darwin, working as a country liaison officer under the Australian government-backed Pacific Australia Labour Mobility, or PALM scheme, went unpaid for months despite working 5 days a week. Kiribati's government owed her up to $16,800. The Australian government mostly pays country liaison officers. However, their salaries are managed by the Pacific Island governments that send workers. In Rosa's case, the Kiribati government was responsible for her late payments, and she claims Kiribati's overseas employment unit took the money meant for her wages.
In international news, Pacific Island nation Palau is becoming a sanctuary for coral reefs. Despite the most recent bleaching in 2023, scientists have experimented with ceramic cribs that are holding thousands of baby corals growing underwater. These are super corals, which are selectively bred to survive hotter ocean temperatures to combat climate changes. The world's oceans are currently absorbing around 90% of the additional heat from human-induced global warming. The success of these corals selected for their genetic strengths are showing a hope to overcome the marine heat waves which have previously wiped out reefs. Molecular ecologist Dr. Kate Quigley has said, "It's really important that we don't greenwash these kind of methods and that we're very clear that this is going to give us a little more time, but is not going to be the long-term solution." For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny outside. It's currently 24 degrees with a maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. I've just chipped in a little bit here because I've got a song that I'm dedicating to the transmission crew and Natalie. I've been hearing all this talk about cheese, and I had a song lined up, so that was Cherries and Cheeses by the Golden Gay Times. Oh, look, I had to put it up there for the transmission crew. So here it is on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.